WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Today, we're diving into something that's super crucial for our well-being, especially in today's always-on world. Setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting enough back? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your energy levels are lower than a sloth on a Monday morning? Yeah, that's what happens when we forget the importance of saying no and protecting our precious time and energy. So, why are boundaries so important? Well, they're like the invisible fences around our lives, helping us define who we are, what we value, and what we're willing to accept. Think of it like this. Setting boundaries is about self-respect, taking ownership of your life, and creating space for things that truly matter. Without them, you're essentially open season, allowing others to walk all over your time, energy, and emotional well-being. And let me tell you, that recipe for disaster just doesn't lead to a happy and fulfilled life. It's like trying to bake a cake without any ingredients, it's just not gonna work. So how do we actually go about setting these boundaries? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you start claiming your power back. 1. Identify your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply having some quiet time to recharge? Knowing your values is like having a map guiding you towards what's important. It helps you prioritize and say no to things that don't align with your core beliefs. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. When someone asks you for something that crosses your boundaries, politely but firmly decline. You can say something like, "I really appreciate you asking, but I'm committed to focusing on your priority right now." Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and protects your energy. 3. Start small. Setting boundaries doesn't have to be a giant leap. Start with small, manageable changes. Maybe it's saying no to one extra commitment this week or scheduling some dedicated me time into your day. 4. Practice self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no, they're also about saying yes to things that nourish your soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy, help you relax, and recharge your batteries. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence, prioritize self-care as a way to honor and protect yourself. 5. Be consistent. The key to effective boundary setting is consistency. It takes time for others to adjust to your new limits, so don't give up. Every time you uphold a boundary, you reinforce its importance and send a clear message about your needs and priorities. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super achiever who always puts everyone else first. She's constantly taking on extra work, attending social events, and helping out friends even when she's feeling drained. One day, Sarah realizes she's reached her breaking point. She's exhausted, overwhelmed, and barely has time for herself. It's like a light bulb went off. She knows she needs to set some boundaries. So she starts small. Declining some extra work commitments, saying no to social gatherings that don't align with her priorities, and scheduling dedicated me time into her week. At first, people are surprised by Sarah's new assertiveness, but over time they adjust. Sarah feels more balanced, energized, and fulfilled. She rediscovers the joy in saying no because it allows her to say yes to things that truly matter. Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about respecting your needs, protecting your energy, and creating space for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Remember, you deserve to have healthy relationships, a sense of peace, and time for yourself. So, my challenge to you today is to identify one small boundary you can set this week. It could be as simple as declining an unnecessary invitation or saying no to an extra task at work. Take that step and watch how much better you feel. Keep sharing your experiences and insights with me. I love hearing from you all. Remember, we're in this together. Until next time, keep calm and keep setting those boundaries. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.